So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Well, let's get it back to business, because that's the status with Tarek Skubal. And I just think this is more proof that the Tigers and Skubal are headed for an inevitable divorce. Jeff Passan, ESPN, with the latest. Skubal's the only player the Tigers didn't come to terms with yesterday to avoid arbitration, and they are $13 million apart. It's the largest gap in salary arbitration history. For people unfamiliar with this, Skubal filed for $32 million, which would be a record. The Tigers countered at $19 million.
What did he make last year? He's what, 19?
No, I think he made around 10. So this is a pretty sizable jump.
Okay. Right. I thought the arbitration was more than that.
The Tigers will argue it's among the largest jumps in arbitration history. But Skubal's camp is going to say, you offered less than David Price got in arbitration 11 years ago. And judging for inflation, you're a little short. If the sides don't settle, and they didn't settle, it'll go in front of a three-person panel. The team will have to talk about all the things the player doesn't do well in front of the player himself. And because Skubal has 5+ years of service time, he doesn't have to use comps from previous arbitrations. He's allowed to use comps from all of baseball. So, for example, he can reference Zach Wheeler's $42 million as a comp. Mm-hmm. And the way this is going to work, as I understand it, the Tigers are at 19 and Skubal's at 32. The midpoint is where the arbitration is going to fall.
Right.
They have to decide, is he worth more or less than $25 million? And if they say he's worth more,
he gets 32.
If they say he's worth less,
he gets 19.
He gets 19. But that feels like a hard argument for the Tigers when he's a two-time Cy Young Award winner. And judging for inflation and judging for the comps in the market, I feel like he's going to win this, right?
Okay, so did we think... if you're reading all the tea leaves, we thought that they were heading for a divorce anyway.
Correct.
And so I'm not going to get overly dramatic of, oh my goodness, arbitration. And here's the other thing. Now, yeah, okay, they're going to sit in a room and they're going to present their case in front of this three-person panel in front of Tarek Skubal. In the middle of a contract negotiation, if your agent says, because I went through this, hey, we think he's worth $6 million. And the team says, well, we think he's only worth $3 million. They tell the agent all the deficiencies that you have and why you should only be paid three. And then your agent stands up there and says, oh, well, no, we believe he is worth this. And then he says all of the great things about you. So
what
whether
some
you're
of the
there in person,
you?
Yeah, he's a try hard guy. And maybe I was original. He's got grit. Okay, that's great. But it doesn't necessarily get it. It can get the job done.
They say you were slow. You're not athletic enough.
Trust me. I was never the best athlete of offensive tackles. I wasn't the strongest, but I did get the job done.
How did it make you feel? Like it gets relayed to you in this world.
It's business. And when you're in the business, like as a rookie or as a second year player, you may not understand that, but then you hear it from other guys that are going through it. So by the time you get there, you've built up this callus, or at least you should. build up a callus that says, all right, this is how the conversation goes. And ultimately, you meet somewhere in the middle, which is what arbitration is. But mm-hmm. the difference is, okay, you set that middle point. Right now, it's at 25. If they determine that Scoobal is 25 and a dollar, then he gets 32. Or if they say, hey, you're $1 less than 25, you get 19. And I'm not gonna do the cheap Tigers, all that stuff, because I think if you're a pitcher, and this is where it's different. When you bring up a comp from 11 years ago, you used to have guys going in complete games. You don't anymore. So the game has changed. The expectations on starting pitching has changed. And yes, contracts have grown. Inflation has happened. I understand all those things. But if you have a pitcher that can't go more than 100 pitches, if you have one that says, I can't go out there in the seventh, or you told me I'm not going out there in the seventh, I'm curious, will the comments be made public or is this a private hearing?
I believe it's a private hearing, but who knows what comes out of it. Because publicly they stuck up for Scoobal, but now they're going to have to kind of reverse course to fight for every dollar at arbitration.
In all of the things that will be said, obviously the Tigers want to only pay 19.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would be willing to pay 24 or 25 versus the 32, but that's not the way the system is set up.
Yeah.
And so to sit there and say, oh, well, you think he's only worth $19 million, or you think he's only worth, or he's going to be making less than Jack Flaherty. Yeah, on the surface, that looks like an absolute crime.
Yeah.
However, he's a guy that can't go more than 100 or won't go more than 100. He's a guy that came out. Will they talk about the end of last season and say, well, the actual conversation between AJ Hinch and Tarek Skubal was different than what we talked about publicly?
Look, I don't need the name call, like you said. I don't need to do the cheap thing. It's just, it's a low ball relative to what Tarek Skubal's worth.
Yeah, but that's a negotiation. Yeah. So I'm not going to sit there and say the Tigers are cheap when it's a negotiation. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but it's also what you do when you don't care about keeping the player long term. You're just trying to win this year's battle.
Or you feel you have no hope of keeping him long term. If the agent that you are going up against, not just the player, but the agent, is not willing to go anything less than $50 million at this point, you're forced to go to arbitration.
Yeah, and look, I mean, from Boris's camp, he's successfully done this with Soto and got him more than $30 million in arbitration. I think he knows what he's doing. And
because, it's also an everyday player.
Yes, but on the side of Boris, he's going to go, hey, you can say baseball isn't what it was 10, 11 years ago when Price got his, but salaries have gone up.
Yes.
So dollar per inning has gone up. So using today's best arm, and Scoobal's won back-to-back Cy Young Award winners, what's today's best arm worth? It's worth twice what your arbitration offer is. Now, we get it. It's not a free market, so we're going to go at 32, and we think we can make a hell of a case using comps in today's game, not 10 years ago, today's game. So if he gets his 32, the Tigers are going to have to swallow $32 million in salary for the upcoming season.
Which they can.
Which they should be able to.
And I mean, so, again, I think it's a great number that's put out there by Boris. I also think it's a great number that's put out there by the Tigers. In fact, if it's $9 million more, it's 100% jump from what he had last year, nearly.
Yeah, I just think the big headline is this is the largest gap in arbitration history. It just shows a disconnect between two parties. Which, to your point, John,
It's negotiation.
But the largest disconnect ever. This isn't like you over a couple million dollars. This is a huge chunk of change.
Right. Again, I'm not going to lose my mind over the Tigers.
Yeah. I'm just telling you that my takeaway is if you had any doubts whether this was headed for divorce or not, this only further drives the wedge.
I don't know that anybody really doubted that this was going to be the last season. There are a lot of people that thought maybe that they had seen the last pitch that Scoobal had in the Tigers uniform already.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.